Welcome back to CPage XX interview series. I'm Luke Crane, your host. This is our fifth interview in the series. Today I'm interviewing Paul Sega, and we're going to talk about some of his games that he's designed. We're going to talk about My Life with Master, Bacchanal, and Acts of Evil. Paul, you've also designed a couple other games. You have a couple designs that are published on the web as well, Nicotine Girls and Valedictorian's Death.
That's right.
Can you tell me the order of the design of all those particular pieces there?
That's a good question. My Life with Master, I designed in early 2002. Nicotine Girls was pretty concurrent with that. It may have preceded it, actually. It may have been around February of 2002 that I posted rules for Nicotine Girls into the Forge forums.
Okay.
And then over a few months after that, I designed My Life with Master. And then it gets a little bit murky for me whether I think the Valedictorian's Death, probably before Bacchanal, Bacchanal would have been 2005, and it as a Game Chef game in 2005, and then Acts of Evil is my most current design that I've been working on since 2005.
Okay, excellent. So My Life with Master, you said it was designed in 2002.
Yes.
And concurrently with while you were working on Nicotine Girls.
I think I probably did Nicotine Girls first. I think I probably did Nicotine Girls in early 2002 in February, and then transitioned pretty much into working on My Life with Master.
Uh-huh.
But they were both very much my design thinking during that time frame.
Excellent. My Life with Master you went on to publish. Nicotine Girls you didn't. Nicotine Girls remained as a basically a free game to download on your website.
Right.
When was the moment that you knew you were going to put My Life with Master in print?
I can answer that question. In 2002, I was writing in a journal on a regular basis, and I designed My Life with Master in the pages of the journals that I was keeping at the time.
Sure.
And the mechanics sort of fell together for me on a daily basis. I was originally calling what became the self-loathing stat low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And over the course of a few days, I realized, you know, terminology change or whatever, or I started to think about the relationship between the various thematic stats. And it came together for me, and I brought a set of draft rules to Gen Con in 2002. And I playtested the game on the Thursday of Gen Con with Danielle, who wasn't yet my wife at the time, but she became my wife later, and with Mike Holmes and with Josh Neff. And the game just played for me at 2002. And it was, you know, I knew at that point, I mean, I knew walking out of that playtest at the end, the very first playtest of the game, that I was going to do a print version of the game.
Fascinating. Excellent. So your most recent design is called Acts of Evil, and this is something you said you've been working on now for 3 years?
Yes.
Fascinating. So how is... We're going to lead off. So My Life with Master is kind of a seminal design in contemporary RPGs. I hate to say it. Put that pressure on you.
Yeah.
So how is Acts of Evil follow that, essentially? How is it different from My Life with Master?
You mean structurally or?
Well, content-wise, it's obviously different.
Yeah.
You can tell us a little bit about the content. That's fine. I'm actually not familiar with Acts of Evil, so I'd like to know more.
Okay.
I'm not one of the Acts of Evil playtesters.
Right.
I'm more interested in game mechanics.
Okay. All right, let me tell you how I think My Life with Master works. It works It's a social architecture. It's a collaborative architecture for how a group of folks would get together and create a story. And some of the key elements of it are that the group gets together, they create the nature of the antagonist collectively, and the characters are defined by a small number of thematically relevant stats that that fluctuate on a scene-by-scene basis, which makes the scenes the currency for tracking the progress of the mm-hmm. of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the game, there's mechanics that interpret the endings for the various characters. Mm-hmm. So you look back on the constellation of the stats for the character at the end, and there's an interpretation that happens, and the game ends. So it creates a narrative, and that's how it does it. It does some smart things socially in that by having the shared antagonist, the players all feel an investment in that antagonist, and it feels very
right.
They're in it together. And there's an energy that comes from being in it against an antagonist that they all have an investment in. Acts of Evil, on the other hand, is a much more GM-prepped and a much more the Game Master delivers the setting and mm-hmm. the players react to that.
Hmm.
Acts of Evil, I think we've seen a lot of games that have, learned something from My Life with Master, and they do the same kind of social architecture. And I'm trying to do something different with Acts of Evil. In essence, in Acts of Evil, the players are the antagonists. And the Game Master has a, they're sort of proto-antagonists, really. And their antagonism is delivered by the game mechanics. When the game mechanics are engaged, the player characters become depicted as antagonists within the fiction. The Game Master is running non-player characters, and they're sort of proto-protagonists. Some of them may or may not emerge as protagonists in response to the antagonism that may or may not emerge from the player characters.
Okay. So it sounded like you were dancing around saying that Acts of Evil is more traditional, a role-playing game setup with GM and presented adversity, even though there's a twist to it where the players are playing the antagonists. That's not that great of a twist. I mean, you can play antagonists in some very old-school basic role-playing games.
I think there are definitely things about Acts of Evil that require what I would consider traditional Game Master and player roles. The Game Master in Acts of Evil preps the game in a way that's pretty traditional. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to do the game takes place in different times and places mm-hmm. throughout human history called terrenes,
mm-hmm.
and the game master has to prep those terrenes, and he has to do some research in order to make sure that that he's on the same page with the player that requested their character start in that terrene. And so he's going to go to Wikipedia, he's going to do a little research on it, he's going to elaborate a supernatural context for that terrene, and he's going to deliver that in play through some setup narration and through the way he plays the NPCs. So that's a lot more traditional than My Life with Master.
It certainly sounds that way.
And similarly, the player is going to be playing in a more traditional way as well. There's less, in fact, the game text is going to say, don't drive for conflict. One of the things that we've seen with a lot of modern indie games is the game text says, hey, player, get in there, drive for conflict. Game mm-hmm. master, facilitate that, drive for conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And Acts of Evil is going to say, inhabit your character. the, you know, enjoy the fact that your character's been installed with vast power to contort his flesh, to know things that no one else knows, and go into the setting, do what's interesting to you in the scenes that are framed, and allow the game mechanics to deliver you as an antagonist.
Interesting. So, pretty different play priorities. Would you say that Acts of Evil is a reaction to the design of My Life with Master?
I think I have some design goals for Acts of Evil. And my design goals are social goals, but they're not. I wouldn't say it's a reaction to My Life with Master to the extent that I didn't want to design the same type of game,
mm-hmm.
and that I think that, and that I personally am not that interested in seeing games, in playing many more games that are the same kind of social architecture as My Life with Master. I've done that social architecture. My goal as a as someone who enjoys gaming is to put myself into different creative contexts and to develop different kinds of skills as a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, if it's too easy for me to drop into some new game and know exactly how to play, it may have great flavor to it. It may have a really clever way of interpreting how the narrative plays itself out at the end. But what we're doing collaboratively as a group is the same thing that I've done in lots of other games. And I'm looking for different social contexts and games that have different social goals and different... and so... it's a reaction to My Life with Master only to the extent that I want different things.
So your those play priorities, they clearly bleed into your design priorities. You sound like you like to challenge yourself as a player, and it sounds like that you like to take that challenge into the design.
That's definitely true. Bacchanal is another example. Bacchanal challenges me as a player. I don't think that I'm particularly good at narrating, you know, and telling stories with the uncomfortable content set that Bacchanal can require you to use.
Sure.
It puts you in a position where you need to escalate debauchery, and you may need to escalate again and again. And that's going to be a challenge. It's going to put you in a position of having to have potentially sexual and potentially violent content and to try and keep the audience of other players interested in what you're doing. My Life with Master challenges me in ways as well. I don't think that I'm particularly good at playing an interesting character. I tend to play characters that are sort of emotionally inward, the kind of character that will, over the course of 3, 4, 5, 6 sessions, will sort of stew on his own emotions and then will explode into protagonism if the antagonism was delivered exactly right by the game master for 3, 4, 5 sessions. Then on the 5th session, I explode in dramatic protagonism. But it doesn't happen that often because the game master's not a mind reader. And,
right.
And My Life with Master forces me with mechanics like the intimacy die and the desperation and sincerity to play a character that's more interesting to the audience of other characters. So all of my games require me to develop in ways that I don't think I'm particularly good at. And in Acts of Evil, it develops my ability to prep. And I think a lot of indie games dispense with mm-hmm. prep with very good reasons. People, you know, gamers are older than they were, you know, mm-hmm. prep's time consuming. We've got kids. We've got time commitments, and we want to just pick up and play the same way we would, you know, pick up and play a board game. But I think prep is a skill that I would personally like to be good at, and Acts of Evil is a game that suits me, and it's going to teach me how to get good at prep.
Can we back up and talk about My Life of Master and Bacchanal for a second?
Sure.
Just to go back into some of the lead-in points, just the way you describe Bacchanal and the way you describe My Life of Master, I mean, the way you describe your own playing tendencies seems to describe characters in My Life of Master, kind of restrained, living this inward life, ready to explode, right? Just looking for the right goad before they, you know, unleash their self-loathing or hatred or whatever on, you know, the world around them. And it seems that Bacchanal is a thematic reaction to that, where these characters are very sensual, very passionate, and in fact, their crime is that they're constantly inflicting their passion upon the world. In fact, quite the opposite of the restrained, seething minion from My Life with Master. I mean, was that a conscious design decision?
No, it wasn't really. I don't think so. I think Bacchanal was a Game Chef game for Game Chef in 2005, and I was reacting to the wine ingredient and to some of the other things. And of course, I wouldn't have stuck with it. I would never have published it if it hadn't actually managed to be a game that meant something to me, you know, as a designer. But I don't really see a connection, you know, between the character type. Isn't that the worst way to answer an interview question? Is no, not really.
It's a perfectly valid answer. So moving on, I want to talk a little bit about playing your games. So first of all, do you play your own games?
I do.
My Life of Master, Bacchanal, Acts of Evil, which ones?
That's a good question. What does it mean to play your own games, right? I probably play My Life with Master a couple of times a year.
Okay.
Like I said, I've learned the lessons that My Life with Master has to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
I ran it for friends of friends who were interested in trying it out. I've done that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never really champing at the bit to play My Life with Master. I know how it works,
right.
And so people ask me, and I'll run it, and I'll run it at conventions,
mm-hmm.
When people are excited about playing it, and it's fun, and mm-hmm. I definitely enjoy it, but geez, when I have the opportunity to play other stuff.
Well, go ahead, finish.
Bacchanal, boy, it's an uncomfortable game to play. And I'm going to play it with people that I trust.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally played it a couple of times. I know it works. I've had feedback from other folks who've played it and who've had amazing experiences with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an uncomfortable game, and the circumstances don't often present themselves where I'm going to play it with people that I trust enough to actually do justice to the game.
Sure.
Acts of Evil, I've played the hell out of. It's
right.
been an iterative design for me since 2005. It's a different game now than it was when I first started doing it.
Of course.
My design goals are the same, but I've changed things about it mechanically. I've run lots of single session play tests at house cons and stuff like that. I've had the opportunity to play it with other game masters running it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Notably, Michael S. Miller ran it for me earlier this evening.
Excellent.
And I am still learning it. I need to learn the game well enough that I can write the final game text,
right?
So that people who pick it up are going to be able to have success with it. And although the mechanics are solid, being able to write that game text,
yes,
is why I need to keep playing it.
It's one of the greatest challenges of being a game designer is being able to impart that those instructions to the player.
Yeah.
So Acts of Evil, after playing it for 3 years, it still seems to excite you.
It does, and And I've designed other games and play-tested them and put them on the shelf. I'll get to a point where, okay, I'm going to need to take this back to Formula if I'm going to be able to, you know, and these mechanics are broken. I need to scrape it all the way back to the core inspiration and try something different.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I'm no longer engaged with the idea, and I don't,
sure,
you know, I don't, continue with it. Acts of Evil, boy, it sunk its teeth into me, and I'm more engaged with it now, perhaps, than I was even early on when I first started designing it. I continue to learn from it,
mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what keeps me designing games is, as long as they continue to represent a learning opportunity for me to expand what I'm doing with the way that I'm creating a game text, what I'm doing mentally as I'm participating in a game,
mm-hmm.
What the group is doing collaboratively as they're creating the story,
mm-hmm.
What the mechanics are doing and how I'm thinking about mechanics. As long as that stuff continues to teach me things about creativity and about group dynamics, I'm just stuck on the idea of that particular game.
Sweet. I just want to loop back, just back up then. So when did the fire go out for My Life with Master?
When did the fire go out for playing it?
For playing it.
Oh, boy. Soon after I published it, really.
Mm. You published it fairly rapidly after conception, right? You published 2003 with My Life with Master?
I did. The first play test was 2002. There were a couple of design flaws. I did a multi-session play test, discovered some flaws, and opened it up for wider play testing.
Right. I remember that.
The feedback that I got on that forced me to do some things textually in the game that I hadn't planned on doing. I hadn't planned on giving as rich of descriptions of intimacy, desperation, and sincerity, because mm-hmm. to me they were obvious. I knew when to use those dice in the game.
Right.
And it seemed to me like it should be obvious to everybody what the difference is between intimacy, desperation, and sincerity. But it became clear from playtesting that it was not, and so I had to try and define them within the game text. So I solved things for it, worked with Colin Theriot, and he created the artwork, and I, figured out what I wanted the layout to look like,
mm-hmm.
and printed up 100 copies and had them at Gen Con in 2003.
Right.
And at the same time, we had a very active play group at the time in Michigan, and we were playing all kinds of other games.
Mm-hmm.
We were playtesting all kinds of games in development. And, by late 2003, I wasn't, I pretty much knew what My Life with Master had to teach me. With that said, I would really, really love to run a game of My Life with Master that had two masters in it competing, and a group of six players who were each minions of each other's master, but of course are vulnerable to the commands of each conflicting master. I'd really like to do something like that, because I think it would teach me something about the collaborative dynamics of creating within the genre and using the mechanics of the game. So as long as I can figure out how to twist a game to still be... to still have something to teach me, I have interest in it. But to run the game straight up, with the gothic setting, it's definitely fun when I do it, but if somebody gives me the opportunity to play or play test something else, I usually jump at it.
Sure, sure. Great. Okay, so I'm going to that's pretty much the close of the long form questions. I'm going to ask you three more shotgun style questions.
Okay.
And then we'll be done.
All right.
So you can I can hear the pages turning. I like this new setup, Clyde. I'm glad to sleep. Sweet. Okay. So first of all, I want to. So after talking about all that game design stuff, do you consider yourself a game designer? You call yourself a game designer?
I do.
Excellent, excellent. And do you consider game design an art?
I do.
Do you consider yourself an artist?
I do.
Excellent. Very good. Well, thank you so much for submitting to this interview. I really appreciate it. It was fascinating. I feel like I learned a little bit about you.
Thanks for doing it. It was a lot of fun.
Good. Great.